T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong.
You just have to have an even playing field. That's all we've ever wanted. You don't have to agree with it, but hey, let's at least have an honest, intelligent debate.
Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change.
You've got to be kidding me.
Little de-sanctimonious soundbite for you there, Danny. You liked what he had to say yesterday. I saw you put that on social media earlier. I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of breaking away from the herd here, because a lot of Republicans, a lot of people on the right are saying, oh, you know, Ron, he threw Trump under the bus. He wouldn't be governor if it wasn't for Donald Trump's endorsement or his help down there in the state of Florida. I thought Ron handled it pretty well, actually. So I'm kind of in the minority there, I guess, here on the right. I feel like Ron, he made it a point to highlight this is a political witch hunt and this is a circus, and the DA up there in Manhattan and how he's backed by Soros. But then he also took a little bit of a dig at Trump, which if Ron decides to run, which I think he's probably waiting to see how all this shakes out here over the next week or 2 weeks with Trump and the Stormy Daniels payout. But I thought DeSantis handled it pretty well. I thought it was a well-rounded answer, and I think he touched a lot of points there that he needed to touch on.
He probably didn't need to poke the bear. That my biggest issue with it, and what disappointed me a little bit, maybe it's just Ron DeSantis' style that I'm not familiar with. But this is like asking somebody a simple yes or no question. Do you condemn what this prosecutor is doing? The answer is yes. So before you have to explain to everybody in a snarky tone, I don't know anything about paying hush money to a prostitute or a porn star, but if I did, I still think this is wrong. You don't need to say that. What Haley and DeSantis and Pompeo and Pence has done it already, and anybody else running for president, all they need to say is, this is a targeted persecution of a Republican candidate for president, and it's wrong, period. I think he maybe stepped in it a little bit with a group of people he's going to need to compete in this primary. Right. That's what I'll say about it.
And I totally understand that side of it, Mark. I do. And it's all about, we've said this many times on the show before, where the Democrats, they tend to do a lot better job at sticking together. Yeah. Whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent, they do a great job of having each other's back. And for the most part, I mean, there's a little bit of some fighting there within the Democrat Party between, you know, the squad and some more traditional Democrats. But for the most part, they do a pretty good job of sticking together. However, the Republicans have always kind of had that thing where they've been a little spineless at times, right? They don't do as good of a job as sticking together and you know, working as one cohesive unit as the Democrats. But put yourself in Ron DeSantis' shoes, though, for a moment, too. Let's just play the other side of the coin here. After the onslaught that he's taken with Truth Social. And Trump has been very outspoken now for, this goes back, I think this was before the midterms, right? He was on Truth Social, Ron DeSanctimonious, and he would have to beg for my endorsement if he ever wanted to become governor, or, you know, if he wanted the nominee. Trump's done his fair share of trash talking to Ron, so I think Ron found an opportunity here tonight. I don't think he threw Donald Trump under the bus at all. I think he just told it like it was, and he threw in maybe a little poppy shot there at the end.
He definitely was throwing some heat there at the end, or at the beginning, I should say. But to be fair to DeSantis, he also at the end of that threw a little bit of heat at Kim Gardner. And I love the fact that he took the time to do this. I will give him credit for this. Go to cut four, please.
I also think it's important to point out when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile politicized prosecution, and that's bad. But the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
The Attorney General of Missouri may accomplish that before it's over with, but I love the fact that he brought that up. I mean, I'm with
spot
you.
Spot on. That was wonderfully, beautifully said by Ron DeSantis there, and that's what I've been seeing a lot just on social media and different news outlets. Yeah. Manhattan with this giant crime wave and all the different issues going on there. It seems like every other day you see a video on TikTok or Twitter of some poor, innocent person just getting the crap beat out of them on the subway. I mean, New York, just like a lot of these inner cities across the country, they have a whole heap of issues when it comes to crime and violence. And so, it's just kind of ironic, I guess you can say. It's kind of it's questionable that we're going after something like this when look at Manhattan, look at downtown New York City and all the issues they have.
We're facing it. I mean, Alvin Bragg is Kim Gardner. Is right. Kim Fox, is you name any any prosecutor in the country that George Soros supported. There's no doubt about that.
If we could just have strong leadership, Mark, like a Kamala Harris. Did you see, I'll tell you what, this was similar to the JFK, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade speech. Did you see her at the March Madness over the weekend?
I did. I heard her. She got booed when they showed her up on the big screen.
She did. And then she was giving this was a post-game pep talk after Howard, her alma mater there, got blown out by 28 points. And we'll have to play the sound clip here. Eventually, but basically she was just, you know, it was the same thing. She was talking to them like they were kindergartners. And I saw the look on these guys' faces because they showed this clip on TNT, and the guys are just looking at her like, what are you doing here? What are you talking about? And if you play with your head up high and your back and your shoulders up, you guys did something really special out there. And you know, it just was the same kind of just, she makes me
sick, talk
Mark.
About circles?
She did. And this is a basketball. And in basketball, we play with a hoop. And there's a rim and a net. And, if she would have gave that speech before the game, they probably would have lost by about 58 instead of 28. But and then I love that they cut to Charles Barkley after that post-game interview. And he said, no disrespect there to Madam Vice President, but don't we have bigger issues in this country that she probably needs to be focused on besides showing up at a March Madness tournament?
You think?
And giving a really ridiculous, insincere, phony, third grade level type pep speech.
I know as a Mizzou fan, you're as disappointed as I am as a Kentucky fan.
Well, here's the thing. And I have some friends that are just drinking the black and gold Kool-Aid and Mizzou, it can do no wrong in their eyes. And they do this to themselves every single year, whether it's football or basketball. They get their hopes up so high just to be crushed and disappointed. So Did I think that they would get past Princeton? I thought, yeah, I think they had a good chance. That was encouraging to see that they were playing Princeton instead of Arizona. But I didn't have very high expectations, so I didn't really get my feelings hurt too bad. But a lot of my friends that went to Mizzou that graduated with me, they just get so wrapped up in Mizzou and, oh, this is our year, this is our year. It's like, guys, if you've watched Mizzou for any prolonged period of time, you would understand to keep the expectations very, very low. And Mizzou, it's, you know, like I said, it's where I went to school, it's where I graduated from, but man, it's like they just, it's just a mediocre athletic program, unfortunately. And until, you know, we hold some higher standards, whether it's football or basketball, and, you know, like football, we don't throw them a parade when they go 7-5. Like, we just have to hold them to a higher standard. And a lot of Mizzou fans, they just are, you know, oh, yeah, rah-rah Mizzou. It's like, guys, where are the standards at here?
What I'll say, though, is that name, image, and likeness has leveled that playing field, and these player portals, that's leveled the playing field a little bit. I think Mizzou did well this year with a lot of transfers, new coach, new blood in the system. It's going to cause a lot more parity in college basketball. If you notice, like, for the first time since 2002 or something like that, we're in a Final Four without Kansas, Duke, Kentucky. A lot of big-name schools that are normally there are not there. There's a lot more parity in college basketball. Now, as a Blue Blood fan, I don't like that very much. But I'm just saying. It's an observation. So maybe Mizzou has an opportunity to take advantage of that with the new coach. He's a good coach.
I hope so. They did give him an extension not that long ago, actually. So they signed Gates, I think, through 2028, 2029 season. And then they gave Drinkowitz that extension with football, you know, in the fall, which I thought that was a little premature. But I just like to hold, just like the Cardinals, just like, you know, the Blues, you want to hold them to a higher standard, right? That's being a true fan. It's like what I talked about on the show last week with your friends. You don't want to just, if your friend's letting themselves go, you don't want to say, oh yeah, man, you're doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing right now. You look wonderful. You're doing great in life. No, you'd be a bad friend if you encourage that kind of behavior going down that path. So it's the same way with sports. Like, I'm outspoken about the Cardinals. I'm outspoken about Mizzou, but that's because at the end of the day, I care, Mark. I care. And I know that it could be so much better than it is. And, you know, maybe one day Mizzou will get that national title. I think that's probably the only thing that I need to check off on my sports bucket list.
Nothing would make me happier. I would love to see that happen for him.
All right, Denny, that's insincere.
Can you hang around? No, I'm serious.
oh, really? You are?
Unless they're playing Kentucky, I'm rooting for them.
Okay.
I've said that all along.
Oh, you're a good man, Mark
Absolutely.
Cox. Absolutely. You're a good
my
man.
Kid graduated from there. My wife graduated from there. I'm all in on Mizzou sports unless they're playing Kentucky.
All right, there's hope for you after
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Thank you. Can you hang out?
Absolutely.
All right. Danny DeFine is going to stay in studio with us. We're going to be back here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.